Telepathic fields and egregores. Hello again, I hope you are all very well. Thank you for joining me for another video. I am Marie Swaru. As I explained in my previous video, telepathy is very real and acts all around you daily. It is the very essence and reason for the formation of the collective unconscious, much like how Carl Jung described it. A group of people, large and small, causes a cognitive energy field that affects everyone inside it, and very effectively synchronizes all their thoughts, values, and even their emotions. Whatever their collective thoughts are transmitting into the field is then interpreted as thoughts, emotions, and emotional reactions by the members of the group, who consciously and unconsciously take for granted that they are reality. Human beings are group animals. They have embedded into their very essence the need to be in a group and to be accepted and even loved by the group, and that need is directly associated with their very survival. An individual that has been ostracized from the group has very few chances of survival. As an example and generalizing, this is clearly seen in the female human Aurelian tendency to clump together, looking for more female company and support, as they find comfort and safety in numbers. This is a mentally embedded reaction formed back in the days when they were hunter-gatherers, and the males of the group went away hunting, sometimes for long periods of time, so the best chances of survival for a female was to seek the company and the approval of their own kind, and where a rejection from the group could mean certain death. This causes Lyrians, humans, both males and females, to seek the approval of the group they are in, and for survival reasons, it is unwise to go against the general opinion of the collective. Seeking approval consciously and unconsciously for mere survival reasons becomes an automatic reaction, and any individual who dares to think differently from the group is automatically seen as mentally ill and crazy, as the group and their collective mentality have developed a set of ideas that are seen as truths. Needless to say, this is what starseeds and waken people face every day within modern society on Earth. The formation of socially accepted truths that are seen as reality within a small group of people creates a distortion of the larger accepted reality of the larger one the smaller group is in, forming a sub-reality that can also be seen as madness, from the point of view of the larger one. An example of this is religious cults, but other softer examples can be found in sports fanatics, for example. Fear is an extremely powerful agent to concentrate the attention of an individual or of a group. It brings the mind into its primordial programming, losing its cognitive and critical capacity in favor of just reacting emotionally and impulsively to escape whatever is causing the fear as fast as possible. Making things worse, fear induces a vast hormonal discharge that lowers the amount of resources for the brain, in favor of the muscles to activate a fast flight or fight response. As an example, you don't need much cognitive capacity to know that you must run from a hungry tiger, and you are not going to be a very bright philosopher while you are at it. In other words, people who are in fear are especially stupid. Just remember how most of them reacted during the past few years because of that so-called global health issue. Sorry, I couldn't resist saying that. Fear is one of the greatest attention concentrators, but for the negative. Fear is just like having faith, but only faith for bad things, clouding and fogging the mind so it cannot rationalize, preventing having faith in good things. Then we observe collective fear, where a whole group of people, large or small, concentrates their fear on something. The more specific that something is, the worse. The collective's attention can manifest what they fear with utmost efficiency, and it doesn't really matter if that fear is artificially induced, for example, by the cabal that controls Earth, or only caused by auto-corroborated group paranoia. All potential outcomes exist in the field, in the ether we are all immersed in. You can also call them different timelines, where a person or a group of people will choose one path or another, each one with different outcomes, depending on which one they are vibrationally compatible with. Good things and bad things, good outcomes and bad ones are already there, and it is each person's choice to which one they are a vibrational match with. The collective unconscious, that is, the accepted average tendency of thoughts, ideas and values of a group tends to homogenize the group of people to the point where it is basically functioning as one entity, so the principle of manifestation works in the exact same way for one individual or for the homologated collective. This is also why we must learn to think on our own, to prevent collective stupidity from bringing us down with them, when they brainlessly manifest bad things. Fear concentrates attention, and with it manifestation power. We manifest whatever has our attention the most. As I said above, everything and every outcome already exists and we choose one or another path depending on our vibe, and our vibe depends on our thoughts. Fear concentrates our thoughts on bad things only, faith on bad things, as I said. All things already exist, but we only see them or we are only aware of them when something makes them relevant for us. As an example, if we are not interested in golf, we are not going to see anything out there that has anything to do with golf. But as an experiment, you can do it for yourself. If you are not already a golf enthusiast, start looking for anything in the street that has to do with that sport, and as more time and effort goes by, you will begin to see more and more things that have to do with golf manifest into your reality. You can then do this with something more relevant or useful to you, because as someone said, golf is only a way to ruin a good walk, but I wouldn't know as I've never played golf. As I said in my previous video, all thoughts are shared among the group of people telepathically and through the collective unconscious. Thoughts create reality through frequency and vibration matches, bringing into being whatever holds more energy and creative attention. This is valid for individuals and groups of people alike, but the latter combines the manifestation power of all the people in the group, so it is much more efficient and dangerous. Manifestation is real, so whatever holds their attention the most will become a reality. And as fear is a great concentrator of attention, of creative attention here, and has little to no rationality in it, the collective or the group of people will have the strong tendency to manifest bad things for itself, rather than good ones. Egregores don't have to be material monsters or objects, although they do get manifested all the time, in the form of popular monsters such as the Boogeyman, the 2019 Bug, Mothman or Slenderman, but mostly as dark astral entities that feed off from the fear of people, precisely because that fear is what is manifesting them in the first place. Therefore, that's why they feed from that fear, and without it, they dissolve back into the etheric field. I must state that an egregore can be very physical and have mass. But the worst, and perhaps the most dangerous type of egregore is an idea, both for individuals and for the collective. An idea becomes an object, very real, and if it is socially accepted it becomes even more real and difficult to overcome, therefore ends up dictating the reality the collective observes even if it does not reflect the outside world, and even if it cannot be scientifically corroborated. Using science here for explanatory purposes, because on Earth it is vastly influenced precisely by the mental egregores I'm trying to describe here. People will blindly follow the collective's tendencies, thoughts and patterns, of what is acceptable to be real, with it adding to the manifestation power of the group. This is also why the accepted reality on Earth differs so much from the one observed outside Earth by people who are essentially more humans, but who also form and follow their own collective belief systems, and egregores, their own matrix. But individuals also create their own personal egregores, mainly as destructive negative thought patterns. Individuals are heavily influenced by the telepathic collective unconscious they are immersed in. As I explained in the immediately previous video, the ideas, thoughts, and emotions of a group of people affect the individual telepathically, where not all the thoughts a person is having are really coming from him or her. The individual alters the collective unconsciousness telepathic message with their personal context and interpretations, masking the real source of the idea and making the individual think that its origin is within. This is made worse by the person's ignorance of how telepathic fields work and influence their lives. This external telepathic message, which most often is of a negative nature, this conditions the individual to think in the same way, creating or forming thought patterns that have become deeply embedded inside their minds through repetition and exposure to the collective field. Adding to this, the individual's negative past experiences and overactive imagination combine to form an overthinking, catastrophizing personality. A repetitive and recurrent set of thought patterns and their associated reactions are what form an individual's personality. These catastrophizing thought patterns can become crippling for an individual and can negatively impact their quality of life, even when such individual has recognized that they are only having negative thoughts, predicting bad outcomes that do not necessarily have to happen. The first step to solving this overthinking and catastrophizing problem is to recognize when it is happening and be able to differentiate it from normal thinking and problem solving. A good way to dissolve these kinds of thoughts that are clearly unwanted for the individual is to see them from a perspective outside of the person who is having them. And the best and fastest way to dissolve negative thought patterns and catastrophizing is once the individual recognizes that he or she has a problem with them, the individual must take a voice recorder, the one in your mobile phone should suffice, and you should describe what you are thinking with as much detail as possible, what you are thinking might happen and why. Then listen to your recording each time you are having that recurrent negative thought, and you will see that it will start to lose value, and you will start to see it from a different perspective that is not so pessimistic. It works quite well. Thoughts are very real and they are what form reality. We must be careful with them, especially avoiding negative self-talk and self-disapproval as it creates an unwanted image for ourselves. Egregores can be very physical objects or creatures, and they can be also thought patterns within a collective or individual. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing, I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. Take care, dear star seeds out there. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.